Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As you can tell, I'm still fighting my little cold, but I'm about to get over it, and I don't think you can catch it. You can't catch it over the air, so I think we're good. Not over the airwaves, anyway. We've been talking, and I've promised you 2 days of show. We're going to talk about Iran. And once again, we're going to focus on freedom. How important is freedom? Should we be concerned for freedom? I know that freedom is a word thrown around freely, pun intended, but liberty, to have the freedom of one's own mind and livelihood. In America, we say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. Our founding fathers were men who lived a life held back by a king. He was controlling, and they dared to break that snare. Yesterday, Dr. Moe, who will be with us again today, mentioned that one thing the Shah did when he became in power with his leadership is he gave the land, the property, back to the people. When the people of a nation are allowed to prosper, the nation will prosper. When the leadership keeps the wealth to itself, the nation crumbles. We talked about humanitarian and political and financial aspects of this, and I wrote down this morning, humanitarian, life. Political, liberty. Financial, prosperity. When writing it on paper, it looks quite simple. But actually, to act it out, to battle for, to pursue the happiness of liberty, is not just words on a piece of paper. Love, passion, action. Having a plan. All these must be figured out. A liberty Republic of Iran, to liberate, to bring back, to restore the Republic of Iran, should be important to us. Not that I believe in getting involved in all the battles across the globe, but it should be the decision of those who live there, and it has. It appears to me that the Iranian people are fighting for their own life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. And once again, we welcome back our friends, Jerry Koch and Dr. Moe. Jerry, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio today. And Dr. Moe, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Jerry. How are you?
Very good.
How are you, Dr. Moe?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I want to present the question, and I'm going to give it to Jerry first and then to you. Jerry, as I sat down thinking about this morning, and I thought about it last night, too. It's not that I just think once in a while. I try to do that all day long. But putting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and thinking about our revolution and our beginning of a republic, and now we see what we're fighting in the United States, and we won't get into that today too deeply, but I'm looking at what's going on in Iran, and I thought about this life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and don't you see that as being what these people, the Iranian people, are fighting for right now?
Yes, and you listen to a lot of what they're saying, and they're standing their ground of what their parents stood for more back in the days when the Shah was king of the country, or I should say president of the country, more or less. But in those days, you know, there was big prosperity in Iran. I mean, the economy was booming. People had money. They were spending it. Businesses were just thriving. So I, in my heart, I believe that that's what these people today, these young people today, really, really want. That's my best scenario on that situation.
Well, you and I both know, and I'm going to go to Dr. Mo on this, when we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness, our founding fathers came up with that phrase, but it started out to be property. And when you said that yesterday about the Shah giving the land back to the people, you know, when the people are allowed to prosper, the nation will prosper. And when that prosperity is held only for those in leadership, the nation does crumble. And I think we've seen that happening there in Iran, haven't we?
Definitely. I mean,
yeah, let Dr. Mo answer it this time, Jerry. I'll get to you in a second. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's very true. Actually, I want to extend this discussion to a system. It isn't just the individuals. It is the entire system. So once you have a corrupt system in place, then that paves the path for the individuals at the top of the system to misuse the system, misuse the funds, for example. So really, we are not talking about a certain ideology. It's not a case that monarchy is a better system than what we have today. What I'm really pushing for is empowering the Iranian people to bring about a good system, a system that works, a system that is fair, a system that is fair to the entire society. Mm. And that, of course, would mean prosperity, liberty, freedom. And I want to go one step further and say that prosperity would not be limited to Iran only. As we discussed yesterday, if they prosper, we will prosper over here as well. And I would even go as far as saying that the entire world will prosper. So liberty in Iran, freedom in Iran, is not going to be limited to Iran only. It will spread to other countries. It will spread to the neighboring countries. And it will make the entire world a better place.
I agree with that. Jerry, I'm going to let you chime in now.
Yeah, very well said, Mo. If you go back and you look at some of the visions that the Shah had, I can compare what the Shah was doing then and his visions of what Trump is doing today. You know, his vision was create business. He wanted to open the ports where prosperity and shipment with countries, make friends with countries, sign partnerships with other countries, and just build a booming economy. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, but I still remember that, and I believe a lot of Iranians throughout the world still remember that.
And not to focus on America's prosperity so much, but I do want to just mention that because of what Dr. Mo said, if one prospers, the other prospers. And we've seen America going downhill. And while maybe China has benefited somewhat from our misguided trade and such, we see that, you know, I get phone calls that say, what are you guys doing down there that this is such a mess? Other nations rely on one another, and I'm not into globalization, but we do live in the same world together. And so he's absolutely correct. One nation prospers, the others will prosper as well, if it's all done nice and fair and neat and free. We're going into a break. I am going to open the phone lines today at 877-895-5410 is the number to call if you have a question or a comment. 877-895-5410. Dr. Mo and Jerry and Beth Ann will be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Moments from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
With all the protests that we were watching going on in Iran, with the people there that are rebelling and trying to bring order back to their nation, they're hungry, they're starving, they're being treated unfairly. Of course, we know life's not fair, but they're being treated unfairly, and the leadership there is prospering, and the people are not. And even the monies that they have received, it doesn't go to the people. It goes to the leadership. And they have been sponsoring terrorists and other things with that money instead of awarding their people. But again, if a leadership wants its people to prosper, they need to put some things back in the hands of the people and give them that opportunity. When we talk about the pursuit of happiness, Jerry and Dr. Mo, it was that opportunity. You were free to pursue anything for your livelihood. You know, there used to be stations of things. You know, you had to classes of people, and only certain people could do this, and only certain people could do that. But in the United States of America, we were supposed to be all equal. And that pursuit of happiness and property and prosperity was opportunities. Opportunities to pursue and do anything your heart desired. And that's what I see that these folks are fighting for. They no longer have that opportunity to take care of themselves, to be independent, to prosper. And it does, you know, I wrote in that, in my monologue in the beginning there, the humanitarian side of it, life. We care about the lives of others. And political, liberty, you know, get the leadership, the politicians, you know, it's got to be about liberty of the people, to be liberated, to be free. And then financial prosperity. Prosperity for that nation will be a ripple in the water towards other nations, hopefully, that will prosper as well. And the same thing goes with the U.S. or any other nation. If we prosper, others are going to be affected because we're going to have money to spend. We're going to be able to work together on things. And I wanted to concentrate. We're going to take phone calls. I think people are just so involved in listening right now that they're not sure what to ask. But 877-895-5410. And I only have one line open because I have so many on the line listening here. So it's 877-895-5410. Jerry, you lived there as an American citizen. And you grew to love that nation. I want you to talk about that just a little bit, because I know you have to scurry away from us early here today.
Yeah, there's so many events that took place when I lived there. The culture of the people is just overwhelming. Hmm. I'll give you a little short story. Me, my wife, my young son, and my father-in-law, we all traveled north to the Caspian Sea. So we stopped in this one town. It was night, and we had to get a place to stay, and all the hotels were full. So my father-in-law, he arranged with one of the waiters for us to sleep at their house. So we slept there. The next morning, we woke up. They had went out, and this was 11 o'clock at night when we got there. They had gone out in the middle of the night someplace, and they found a little tin of coffee, and that they had bought it just for me. And it always stuck in my heart. So that's the kind of people that live there. You know, just when you walk into their house, You are a guest, and whatever your desire is, you will have it. So that's the kind of culture that they have, and it's family wrapped around, you know, those types of things.
So,
anyway,
that's why you and I get along so well, because you love coffee. That's why we get along.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Mo, you intrigue me because you think a little deeper, and I know that, you know, we want to know what we can do here to help the Iranian people there that are fighting and struggling for the restoration of the Republic of Iran, for independence themselves, and to give back that opportunity to make a livelihood, to be prosperous. I know that we mentioned yesterday when I was watching the news one evening, the gentleman there that was talking about Iran was saying that they really want the president to make sure they have internet and help them with that so that the world can see what's happening. Because we are worried that there will be mass killings during these protests. So I want to address that side of that, of what we can actually do to help.
The answer is a lot, but I have to be honest with you. Internet alone is not going to cut it.
No, I would assume
not. So while having internet and mobile communication is a good way for the demonstrators to be in touch with each other, what we don't want to have is for us to be onlookers and be entertained by the news channels and watch these horrific videos and have the people in Iran getting killed or getting hurt.
Very well put. Thank you.
This is a ruthless government. They have no mercy, and they have no hesitation to kill. Mm. So if you leave the Iranian youth or the demonstrators alone, despite having internet, My fear is that this demonstration will actually fizzle out eventually, and it will not go very far. So we have to be honest. We need more than just having internet. We need to have the support of the international community led by the United States. There is a lot more that the government can do, and I don't want to preach them as to what they should do, because in my opinion, there are enough brains in Washington to decide what needs to be done. So it's not really a lack of understanding or a lack of know-how. It is a lack of will. They have to decide to help the Iranian people. And I think one of the problems we have had over the last 30-odd years is to come up with a mutual agreement, a mutual goal, if you like, between the Iranian opposition and the United States government. So we have to agree on that goal. What is the common goal? And I think if the current administration decides to have a common goal with the Iranian, with the opposition, then I think we can go very far. Without the support of the current administration, I have to be honest and say that perhaps this demonstration will not go very far. So we need the help of the individuals who live in the United States to encourage the government to actually take an active step and help the Iranian demonstrators actively. So we get a lot of support from the current administration by saying the right things. So in contrast to what we had previously in the President Obama's time, there is a marked difference. In those days, I have to be honest and say we were not getting anything at all. So what I'm explaining right now is not a criticism of the current administration. We're certainly getting a lot more, but more is needed to make this demonstration a successful activity, to have a successful outcome.
Well, and it's you mentioned 30 years. This has been going on for a long time. So things have been going downhill for the Iranians, for the Iranian citizens, the people, for a long time, for 30 years. So that's a long time to start losing jobs, start losing prosperity, and you know, you do get hungry. You do get hungry, and you get tired. And we're going into a break. I'm opening up the phone lines. 877-895-5410 is the number to call if you have a question or a comment. And the topic is Iran. 877-895-5410. And Dr. Mo and Jerry and Beth Ann, we'll be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Mo and Jerry Falcon. And our topic today is Iran and the protesters and restoring a republic there. And we have Tim from Iowa with a comment or question for the guest. Tim, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Very good show. It's a good example about how a lot of the strife that we have internationally isn't between the peoples of each country. It's our government.
You got it.
And, I think what would help Iran a lot is if this country came to the realization that if you say the words radical Islamic terrorism, you're not condemning all Muslims. And I wanted to ask the guests, how much do they think Iran is influencing that culture over here, where we can't point out, because there are Christians who misbehave too. How much do you think that is actually hurting your cause over there to try to change things? Do we need a better, like for instance, in the mosque system? Is Iran in the mosque system over here? Are they perpetuating a culture of America, let's keep our hands off lest we offend somebody over their religion? And when all we're really dealing with is somebody who has used their religion for their own purposes.
Okay. Dr. Mo?
I think we have to be fair
and not prevent the right of people to exercise their religious beliefs. So I'm not really against the idea of setting up a mosque. I probably won't promote it, but I'm not against it. But what I would like to say is that whatever people want to do in this country in terms of religious belief has to be fair to us as well. So the question that I asked the Iranian government, for example, is that would they allow people of a different country to set up a church in Iran, or would they oppose it? And would somebody in Iran, or other countries for that matter, would have the same freedom as we have over here to set up a church? And the answer is no. Mm. So I think we have to have a system in place that would allow people of different religion than Islam to exercise their rights in their country as well.
No, I think the question
that is not the case.
Okay, I think the question is, have these radical terrorists that have attacked across the globe, including here in the United States and in Paris and all that, have they hurt the cause of others coming to help the Iranian people? Do you think that it has caused a prejudice against all the nations over there in the Middle East?
They certainly haven't helped. How much they have hurt, I don't know.
Okay.
But I would go as far as saying that perhaps these radicals were actually encouraged or even started by what went on in Iran. So we need to go back to its roots.
Okay.
In fact, I was listening to a program last night, and one of the participants was arguing that the radical Islam was started by the Iranian Revolution, or was sort of fueled by the Iranian Revolution. And if you get rid of the radical Islam in Iran, or the fanaticism in Iran, perhaps it will help to get rid of radical Islam altogether, or at least it will be a very good example for helping other people to eradicate this type of mentality in their country.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Tim. Tim, did you have another comment or question?
No, he's exactly right about that. We really need to work on over here is make sure we're calling out people who want to who are misusing and perverting the Muslim religion. And I think he makes a great point that I think we can use over here is to say, we can't set a church up over there. Why won't they allow us to set a church up over there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do they want to be a theocracy? I think he's got a great point to that would actually help with the debate system in can't they look at other views? Can't they coexist with other religions? You know, because we do that here.
Yes, we do.
I think he makes a great point of that.
He does. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate the call. Jerry, I wanted to ask you a question. Tim, you can hang on if you want to. Jerry, I was going to ask you a question about the terrorists. You and I were talking on the phone last week about terrorist groups that went back a long way. And do you think that some of these terrorist groups are trying to infiltrate or take advantage of these protesters?
That's hard to say, but let me say this. Back in 1977, in the summer, where I worked, just maybe a half a mile away, a terrorist group tried to take over a flight simulator building. And, of course, they didn't make it. They were all killed. But think in your mind, this was a flight simulator school.
Gotcha.
Fast forward to 9/11, what do you have?
I got
and
you.
This always stuck in my mind after 9/11. So to expand on what Mo was saying, I believe that once the ties get cut with groups like Hezbollah, and the Iranian people are screaming down with Hezbollah right now, you cut Hezbollah out, you start cutting some of these other outside organizations out, then you're going to start seeing some big support come in. So that's my feeling.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Jim, thank you so much for your call. I know that Jerry has to leave, so I'm kind of going to go to Jerry a little bit, and then Dr. Mo, it'll be up to you and me to finish the show up. So we're going to go to Jerry
That's
just
okay.
a little while. And Jerry, since you have to go, I was going to let you kind of have your say here. However you want to address my listeners and, you know, of what we should do or how they should pay attention to what's going on.
You know, I have a Twitter account, and I am on Twitter almost 7/24, and I read a lot of the stuff coming out of Iran. And Twitter, to me, is a big, big weapon that people can use and show support, because it just doesn't cover the United States. It covers the rest of the world.
That's right.
And once people start seeing the involvement of American people in Twitter, then that's going to help the people in Iran also. You know, the other way is through churches. There is churches in Iran, but they're underground churches. We need to find out how we can get a hold and contact them and support those churches in Iran.
We may need to get a hold of some of our mission boards and see what
yes.
can be done there, depending on your denomination. I know the Baptists have a mission board, and see what you can do. What do we have over there right now, and how can we help them? We're going into a break, and Jerry has to leave us. Jerry, thank you so much for being a part and helping us put these two shows together. I appreciate it very much. And when we come back, Dr. Mo and Beth Ann will be here, unless you give us a holler at 877-895. Well, we'll be here anyway. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and Dr. Mo and Beth Ann will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. SCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and I have Dr. Mo with me here. Jerry had to leave. We're talking about Iran. We have another caller. We have Joy from Oklahoma. Joy, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. I'm doing great. I just want to say, Beth Ann, you're sure a beacon of great light here in this darkness that we're going through in America. But I wanted to comment on Iran. I really believe, like, Russia is taking over Syria to go against Israel. I believe Russia and the enemy wants to take over Iran, so they'll have those borders around Israel. And this will begin the Gog and Magog war in the Bible.
Okay.
Gog and Magog is Russia and the leader of Russia. Magog means Russia, and Gog means the leader of Russia. And it's all in the Bible. It's right there. Thank you.
All right. Thank
Appreciate
you, Joy.
You.
Appreciate it. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you very much, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sit over here, Dr. Mo, and I know that I haven't traveled very much, so I haven't seen a whole lot, but I have watched the news, and I watch what's going on in Iran, and my heart does break for the people there. And, you know, I tend to put parallels together, and I see things falling apart here in the United States because of the complacency, as I mentioned yesterday, of the people who have been comfortable for so long. And it has taken time over there for this to fall apart, and 30 years to some people seems like a long time, but to me it seems like a blink of the eye in today's world since I have children now. We took pictures over Christmas, and we had a picture that was taken over 30 years ago, and we tried to set that same table up and take pictures of us again at around the same table, just in a silliness. And I'm looking at my sons, who are now grown and married and fathers themselves. And in that original picture, I was younger than my sons are today. So it happens in the blink of an eye. Liberty and freedom is never truly won. It is something that you have to stay after. American citizens have done a poor job of staying after our own, and now we're scrambling, trying to, you know, we scream Constitution and we scream this, but the whole deal is that the American people have to step up and do what's right. And the Iranian people right now, they're struggling to get a hold of their government again, to get a hold of their country. And, you know, it's something that we watch from afar, and yet I can see the parallels here as to where we are in the United States of America. And my heart breaks for those who are there in Iran, and I want to help if I at all can. And I think that it's an excellent idea to contact your own church mission boards and such as to how we can help those over there. And I'm going to let you kind of take it here. We've only got a few minutes left, about maybe 6 minutes. Let's just talk about that over there.
First, let me say that you are helping. And the idea of going through the churches, or the so-called underground churches, is not a bad idea. It's a good idea. But it's a long-term idea.
Yes.
And I think the urgency of the situation has to be emphasized here. These demonstrations erupt or come to life, if you like, every so many years, every 5, 6, 7 years. And the last time it happened, it was back in the previous administration's time. And the excuse back then was that the demonstrators didn't get the right attention because the administration then didn't really want to help. Now we have a different administration in place. And at the very least, they say the right things, so they come up with the right vocabulary. But that's not enough. And if we don't do what is right this time, and these demonstrations don't go anywhere, my fear is that there may not be another opportunity, or not another opportunity in the foreseeable future, because those demonstrators are going to argue that the first time we came out, we didn't get the right attention, and we had the excuse of the administration not being cooperative. This time we came out again, but you didn't do the right thing either. So why should we come out again?
Right.
And this is exactly what the regime in Tehran wants to see. They want to see lack of action by the international community, especially the United States, and see these demonstrations fizzle out. And going to the point that your lady listener was making, I don't think it's a case that Russia wants to take over the country. They have already done that to a large extent. And I think the question to everybody is, what do you want to do about it? You basically want to sit back and watch and lose the rest, or do you want to be active and take back what is our property, is our country?
Help the Iranian people take back what's theirs. They've already had the invaders. They've already had the influence from outside. How can we help them grow stronger on the inside and become that power that influences how they are governed instead of being dictated to?
Go ahead.
You go ahead, sir.
If we help the Iranian people, if we empower them to take their country, as I was trying to explain yesterday, we will prosper. And one of the points I want to make is that prior to the Iranian revolution, there was actually a General Motors plant in Iran. And that's just one of the examples of the factories over there. So one of the things that I would like your listeners to think about is that given the dominance by Russia, for example, or China, what did they do to improve the industry in Iran? And the answer is nothing. So when the ties were strong with the United States, not only the Iranians benefited, but we benefited over here as well.
Absolutely.
And that hasn't been the case with the Europeans, the Russians, and the Chinese.
Dr. Mo, we are out of time. We need to do this discussion again real soon. We're out of time. I thank you so much. When I go off the air every day, I talk about bringing America home, because my concern, my heart here in America, is that we have fallen away from who we are and whose we belong to. And so today I'm going to also say bring Iranian home, bring Iran home, back to what Iran could be, the free republic of the people in Iran. So it is up to us, Americans. It is up to us to bring America home and to be that influence in the world for freedom and liberty for those in Iran who are now fighting for that. Thank you, Dr. Mo, for being a part of CSC Talk Radio. It is up to us, every single one of us, to stand for what is right
and
what is
wrong. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Oh, absolutely. To bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.